This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Prayers in Iran before the announcement that Iranian's President Ibrahim Raisi, a hardline protege of the country's supreme leader, has died along with the foreign minister. Both their bodies were found at the crash site with other members of their party in a helicopter crash on Sunday in northwestern Iran. This all comes as Iran struggles with internal dissent and its relations with the wider world. Cleric first, Raisi once kissed the Quran, the Islamic holy book, before the United Nations and spoke before like more of a preacher than a statesman when addressing the world. U.S. President Joe Biden delivered the commencement address at Morehouse College in the U.S. southern state of Georgia on Sunday, receiving applause and cheers, but also spurring some students to turn their backs to Biden as his backing of Israel and its war in Gaza riles college graduations across the country.
I know it angers and frustrates many of you, including my family. But most of all, I know it breaks your heart. It breaks mine as well.
Biden's address at the historically black men's college in the city of Atlanta is part of an election year platform to repair bonds with young black men and address the anger over his position on Israel. Biden was largely uninterrupted by protests that have shut down graduations elsewhere, although in addition to students who turned their chairs around to turn their backs to him, one graduate appeared to hold up a Palestinian flag briefly, and an audience member stood and turned their back with their fist raised. An Israeli airstrike has killed 27 people in central Gaza, mostly women and children, and fighting with Hamas raged across the north Sunday as Israel's leaders aired divisions over who should govern Gaza after the war. This is VOA News. At least 11 people were reportedly killed in attacks in Ukraine's war-ravaged northeast on Sunday as Russia pushed ahead with its renewed offensive. In the Kharkiv region, the regional prosecutor's office said that the six people were killed and 27 wounded in a Russian strike on the outskirts of the regional capital, also called Kharkiv, while five people were killed and nine wounded in an attack on the region's Kupiansk region. Russia said air defenses shot down about 60 drones and several missiles over its territory overnight into Sunday, while Ukraine in turn said it destroyed over 30 Russian drones. Slovakia's prime minister is still recovering from an attempted assassination. A deputy says that Robert Fico's condition is improving days after the attempted on his life. VOA's Arash Arabasadi with more.
Slovak president-elect Peter Pellegrini called Slovakia a wounded country, but added that political parties were not yet ready to meet on how the country should move forward. And despite Fico's Russia-leaning government, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky recorded a message in which he called the attack appalling and totally unacceptable before wishing Fico a speedy recovery. Fico's shooting came just 3 weeks ahead of European Union parliamentary elections. If convicted, the suspect faces life in prison. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
U.S. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the Senate will again try to pass a border bill this week. VOA's Joe Ramsey with more.
An attempt in April to pass a bipartisan border security bill failed when enough Republicans withdrew their support at the urging of former U.S. President Donald Trump. Schumer said in a letter to senators on Sunday the Border Act would reform U.S. asylum laws, hire thousands of border agents, and seek to curtail fentanyl smuggling, among other measures. The previous legislation was tied to U.S. foreign aid for Ukraine and Israel, but this bill will stand alone, Schumer said. Joe Ramsey, VOA News, Washington.
Dominican Republic's president, Luis Abinader, is headed to a second term following general elections. He declared victory Sunday evening after his top competitors conceded early as he held a strong lead in early vote returns. The outcome reinforces the government's crackdown along its shared border with Haiti and on the hundreds of thousands of people who have fled their violence-stricken nation, something only likely to continue in his next term. He has built a Trump-like wall along the border and has carried out mass deportations of Haitians. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.